Official Washington has been in a tizzy for nearly 3 years over whether the Bush administration revealed the name of a covert CIA operative to the press. Well, now it turns out that getting such information may not be so remarkable or so difficult. Yesterday, the Chicago Tribune reported that it turned up the names of thousands of CIA employees, including some that were undercover, by searching commercial databases on the Internet. George DeLama is deputy managing editor for news at the Chicago Tribune. He edited the story, and he says the paper was surprised by how much it could learn.
We were able to get identities, internal agency telephone numbers, the locations of some 24 secret CIA facilities around the United States, in some instances addresses, previous work histories, information along those lines.
Well, I guess the best-known CIA operative right now is a woman named Valerie Plame. She's at the center of that CIA leak investigation. Were you able to track her information?
Yes, we did, actually. When we searched for her on an Internet service that deals with subscribers, we got a report of more than 7,600 words, including the fact that in the early 1990s, her address was the American Embassy in Athens Street at a post office box in New York, New York. She, of course, as an intelligence officer, was posted in Athens.
We noted that you used commercial online data services, the kind of thing that almost anyone could access?
Well, we're being a little circumspect in describing that. In our story, we're being very careful not to disclose the identities of any of the CIA employees that we uncovered. It's not quite that anybody can go on there and type in CIA and get this information. But sophisticated users of the Internet, unfortunately, might be able to.
So how does this information get into the public domain? Is it when someone fills out a credit card application or files for a mortgage?
Applies for a mortgage or receives a mortgage in terms of and buys a home, or when somebody gets divorced or somebody incorporates a business. All of those things are public record.
And do you need a name or an identification number, something like a social security number, to put that information together with an individual?
I think in just describing the general information that's out there, I think I'd rather just leave it there.
Well, the CIA was also apparently surprised by this. What's their reaction?
Well, on the record, they responded that cover is a complex issue and that they are committed to modernizing the way the agency does cover in order to protect their officers. And they don't want to talk, understandably, about some of the details because they said they don't want to know the bad guys to know what they're fixing. But as we report in the story, CIA officials, including Director Porter Goss, were said to have been horrified by this discovery.
The CIA actually issued a statement. They said, and I'm quoting here, because cover is designed to protect agency officers as they work to protect our country, there are real dangers in public discussion of the methods we might use to achieve that goal, we being the CIA there. They don't want to talk about exactly what they're doing. But the Internet's not exactly new, so there's a question here. Why did the CIA take so long to realize that they had this kind of crack in the armor?
Some people who are aware of this situation in the government said to us that, frankly, they couldn't answer that question. They really didn't have a good answer.
All right. Well, Mr. DeLama, thanks so much for your time.
Thank you very much.
George DeLama is deputy managing editor at the Chicago Tribune.